Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. This Sunday is different than the last three. We have heard of demons and of the devil testing Christ and putting people into miserable situations for the last three Sundays. But today we hear of feeding and refreshment. Today we hear of Christ providing a meal for a crowd of 5,000 plus. Today we hear in our gospel lesson that the Passover was at hand. As we ourselves approach the Paschal feast closer and closer, next week hearing of the Passover Lamb who is Christ Jesus our Lord. In the book of the prophet Ezekiel, a prophecy is made about the Lord sending a shepherd to take care of his people. After speaking about the evil shepherds who were not sent by God, who taught visions of their own, who drove off the sheep and fed off the sheep, the prophet Ezekiel declares this. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is coming, his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. This is fulfilled in the work of Christ. You hear of this in the Gospel of John, in this chapter we hear from today in John chapter 6. This is who Jesus is and what Jesus does. Seeking, rescuing, bringing, gathering, and feeding. This is what he did for the crowd. And this is what he has done for you again today. The Lord blesses that crowd with a large abundance. From 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, the remnant, the fragments, the crumbs fill a dozen baskets with leftovers after every person of that 5,000 has had whatever they wanted. That the Lord Jesus Christ gives abundantly. But that he uses this lesson also to test his disciples' faith. And they fail. They do not understand what Ezekiel would say. They do not understand who Christ is. And they live only in their fears and their selfishness of what the natural mind can understand, especially in regards to food and the provisions of this life. 200 days of wages couldn't even buy a little for these people. What are 5 loaves and 2 fish from a boy compared to so many? Jesus asked to test them. They couldn't see his abundance because when it came to daily bread, they didn't believe what God could do. Do you? Would your answer of the Lord in such an occasion be any different than the disciples? How can we feed so many? We don't have enough. Especially, we don't have enough for everyone, but we don't have enough for me. Think of how you treat your possessions and income. Think of how the littlest things can cause us to stumble in our trust in God to care for us. Think of things like how we view the church budget or offerings. I think we all could find ourselves brothers in those disciples and their concern that we just won't have enough. But the text says Jesus knew, however, even when he was asking this, he knew what he would do. Of course he did. He came to fulfill what the prophet Ezekiel spoke of by the Spirit of our God. He is going to be the God who seeks out and rescues his people, gathers them from all around wherever they've been scattered, that he will teach them, and through such teaching he will feed them, that he will provide, but that his provision is not meant to just be in earthly material things. That's the error of the crowd that forces Jesus to leave them. That they heard the words of the prophet Ezekiel and they thought of an earthly kingdom, an earthly food, an earthly land. They thought Jerusalem was not the new Jerusalem of the church, but some actual physical place. And they missed Christ because of it. They did not want Jesus as he came, teaching the kingdom of God, which is not of this world. They did not want Jesus as he came, but instead they only wanted him in the way that they wanted him. A king who would provide us bread and food. That should be a warning to you. That do you accept the Christ of the Scriptures, or do you want a different Jesus? If you want a different Christ than that of the Scriptures, maybe it's perhaps one of those who lets you do whatever you want to do, whose name you can invoke to sanctify your opinions and your choices in life. Perhaps the one you want to hear about is from the world, the Jesus or the Christ that is so loving and tolerant of evil and of sin, rather than the Christ who bleeds and dies for sin. Perhaps you'd want a Christ who basically changes with the times. Perhaps, like many in the church, you want a Christ who doesn't really take doctrine that seriously. But I tell you the truth. Such Christs who advocate ungodly living, impenitence, and the willful disregard for his own teachings, these are not the real Christ. And desiring any of those false Christs will leave you scattered and without heavenly food. That's why the sheep are scattered. At the end of the lesson, the crowd seeks to make Jesus a king who could provide for all their earthly needs, but this would not, of course, have allowed Jesus Christ to provide for their eternal needs, which is also your chief need, and the need for which Christ was sent. That they had interpreted Ezekiel according to all their earthly minds, because they were sheep who had been misled by bad shepherds, misled to think of their bellies and to look without faith only upon the world around them. May it not be so among you. The end result is that Jesus goes away from the crowds to be by himself, alone. For Jesus does not entrust himself to men, for Jesus knows what is in men. Rather than some kind of earthly kingdom like the devil had offered him, Christ had come for the kingdom of God to come among us. He was on his way to Calvary to be the true Passover lamb, to be the sacrifice for sins. He was going to offer up his flesh and his blood as the atoning sacrifice, required for the forgiveness of sins, required then for the repeal of death, and yes, required from rescue from the eternal condemnation that sin had deserved. And in fact, Christ, who was headed this way, has done this thing. He has fulfilled Ezekiel, and he has done all that the prophet said of him. He has done this, and he has established his kingdom forever by his blood. This is the kingdom we have among us. When the Holy Spirit is given to us and we believe the Word of God and try to lead godly lives according to it, the Spirit leading us along the way. This is the kingdom that does not come to those who want to be born of the flesh. That is, of the sinful nature and its obsession with the matters of this fallen world. But it comes to those who are born of the promise. That is, believers who are heavenly minded for their eternal good, and then whose earthly lives begin to reflect that fact. Jesus comes today by His Word. As His teaching fed those 5,000, so His teaching feeds us today. We receive His Word and His nourishment by faith in Him, that is, by trusting Him. He also then comes, as He speaks of throughout John 6, as the bread of life, as many of our hymns and so forth allude to, and as we'll hear today during our distribution hymns. Christ is the living bread from heaven. That here in this feeding there is foreshadowed the Lord's Supper, and eventually the idea of Christ gathering together His whole church on the last day. And as that day approaches, and it does, each and every day is a day closer to it. Today is a good day to take heed to Christ's command. Do this in remembrance of me. That we are so blessed to be able to receive the supper of our Lord each and every week. That already fed by His Word, our Lord is again overabundant in His generosity and His nourishment to us. That we are not sheep without a shepherd. For Christ the Lord has come to be our shepherd. That this day and that this generous meal is good for you. For the Lord knew what He would do when He looked upon you and your needs for this day. And He provided this food of the Word and the supper for you. In the name of Jesus, Amen.